morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Oh, good morning to you on this beautiful Friday. Yes, TGIF, May 1st. Woohoo! It's my birthday month. Yes. I love the month of May, and if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you, my friend. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use on this Friday and every single day. Follow us along at Facebook at KSLM Radio, online streaming KSLM.news, and looking at our regional headlines today, brought to you by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. You can call Bill at 503-885-0789. And a big rally planned for tomorrow. You may have heard this in the news. Citizens all across Oregon coming together here at the Capitol for a nonpartisan Oregonian rally, encouraging our elected leaders and our governor to reopen Oregon. It's time. We are working at flattening that curve. We've done our good due diligence to stay in, and it's time to get our economy rolling again. And looking at the statistics, in fact, 362,000 people in Oregon unemployed. Right here in Marion County, 15,232. And it sounds like some of the information coming out at 10:30 this morning, Governor Brown is talking about what her first initial steps are in phase one to reopen the community. And in the headlines, it appears that some of the restaurants, brew pubs, and wineries are moving up along the list, maybe some of the first to reopen. That's good news. We'll be toasting one another before long and going, wow, that was quite a trip being on lockdown for, like, feels like 2 months. I don't know. We'll have to look how many days exactly. I know more than 40 days, and people were speculating at about 40 days. And, you know, we talk about our news every single day, and I'm so very thankful to have a new sponsor. And in the studio with me, I happen to have live and in person our new sponsor with news about our financial impact here in our area and also across the nation. And Bill Sunderland, thank you so much for being here today. And
good morning.
Sharing what's hot off the press from Country Financial.
Yes, yes. We have some interesting. So Country Financial did a survey of about 1,000 people to see what their thoughts were about their finances during the COVID situation. And it points out some very interesting things about people in general. Mm-hmm. And that is, you have to have a plan.
Right.
And a lot of people are finding out firsthand that this is a critical piece of their financial plan and their budget. So that's really, really important. This survey says about 49% of the people say their level of financial security is worse than since COVID-19 began. Obviously, that's a pretty impactful thing as well. Americans say their top financial goals, priorities in the midst of the pandemic is just having enough income to pay day-to-day expenses. Mm-hmm. So again, huge impact. And some of the things people can do to move forward, especially whether it's a pandemic time or whether it's just a normal, people going about their normal everyday lives, develop a budget. That's the most important thing. Develop a budget, create an emergency fund, explore opportunities to lower interest rates. So if you do have cards, if you do have things that are needing to be paid, explore ways to reduce those rates, and then evaluate your long-term goals and reach out to someone you trust to put a plan together for you so that you can weather storms and also have fun in the good times as well. So kind of four key things you can
do. And it's really interesting, this survey, looking at it, 1,000 people, so it's a good sampling of people, to see that so many people have been impacted, and we know that. We're watching that. But I've also heard in talking to the many guests that I've had over the last couple months in the studio and talking about their families and situations. Those have family unemployed. Mm-hmm. Those have a plan. If you know, there's so many people that are saving money by not doing all the normal activities, and then on top of that, they're also getting a stimulus check and things like that. And so, my question always has been, well, what are you doing in this time with the extra money you're saving, or if it's really tight, how can you make some changes to make sure you don't feel this again in the future? Mm. And that's where you really come in. Right. Your skill set as a financial, you call it advising or, you know, helping one another.
Representative.
Where you can help come alongside a family and look at what are your goals. And I think sometimes we have, and I've been guilty of this in our life, of where we just think, you know, that's not going to happen. I'm good. Mm. You know, I don't need these things. And the reality is, in my own personal family, I had a brother die suddenly at the age of 38. Mm-hmm. Young family, wife, and he had no plan.
Mm-hmm. It's devastating.
He was he owned his own business. He was self-employed, and he had no plan. It was very devastating. And so I'm one of thinking that we should have some sort of plan and start where we're at. What's your encouragement to families? Maybe they have a little stimulus, or maybe they're looking at this, I didn't really plan very well. Mm-hmm. Where do they start?
Well, that's a really great question, because I think the stimulus is sort of designed to stimulate. I think it's being sent out as a way of giving people money to spend. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things people can do with it. Certainly, you can start your savings. You can start your emergency fund if that's what you'd like to do, if that's what you know you now need to do. And I think it's very telling. People have been sort of disengaged over the past 30 to 40 days, like you've said, and they've been at home. And some people are still working and have been. Vast majority perhaps haven't been. But those who haven't been are feeling that pinch financially. Mm-hmm. But there are some people out there going, wow, you know, we're not spending $300 a month on a lot of little stuff.
Right.
And suddenly it becomes clear, wait a minute, we can make some changes here. Like, we can do this, mm-hmm. right? It's possible. And that's what I've been saying all along, is it doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be long-winded. It just has to be very simple. And it's a key concept. If you don't tell your money where to go, your money will just go where it wants to go. Mm-hmm. And so there's a very conscious effort. No one likes to talk about budgeting. It's very unpopular. Lots of things financial are unpopular, but it's critical. It's mm-hmm. a very, very important piece.
It's kind of like dieting. Budget and diet are both words. We're like, no, I don't want to.
I don't
want to
do it. You can't make me.
Don't make me. And then wearing a mask, something like that. Yeah. Well, I think it's so critical that we develop a plan, and I appreciate you coming alongside, especially during this time, the radio station and being a sponsor and helping us get the good word out of what's going on in the community. And that's so important. And just Country Financial and their commitment to their clients and getting a real feel of what's going on out there and how they can serve. One of the things that I know, Country Financial, I just pulled up your website. It says that you're helping your clients. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. So a lot of insurance companies, and Country Financial included, are giving auto policyholders a 15%, I call it a rebate, but it's a return or a rebate, if you will, just kind of help a little bit through this first couple months here. And so that's, you're finding that through from a lot of insurers, and I think it's really important. How they do it on the back end is sort of irrelevant, but yeah. It does help to be able to say, okay, well, and we're sending checks out. Some insurance companies are just providing reductions in next billings. However they do that, every little bit helps, I think. And that's really, really important. That's come as a result, at least I know for Country, of people driving less. So we have, I think, and I'm not on the inside, so I don't necessarily know these pieces necessarily, but it's... with fewer people driving, fewer accidents, fewer claims, so we don't have those claims expenses aren't as high.
Right.
So we're finding it that we're able to return
there's
a
cost
something
savings
back.
Overall, sure. and it makes sense. It reflects. It's like that supply and demand thing going on. Yeah, that's really good. And one thing that our listeners can do, that looking at your budget is, and I encourage everybody to do this every year, look at those hard expenses, those monthly expenses, mm-hmm. and one of them may be your insurance. Mm-hmm. What are you spending every month on your auto, your home, those kinds of things? And it might be good to get an estimate. And is that what you call them, an estimate?
It is. It's a quote. Or
a quote, mm-hmm. yes. And check in with Sunderland Agency and mm-hmm. see to where you're at now. And that could bring some savings monthly as well.
I encourage people every year to either call me or contact someone you trust and you're working with and get a review done every... If you're not having a review done every year, how does your insurance guy or gal mm-hmm. know what coverages you need, and what you're driving, and all those other questions that go along with properly fitting automobile coverage for your family and for your life. Some people don't need super high limits. Some people really do, and with an umbrella. So it just depends on your particular financial situation. If your insurance person doesn't know how much you make every year, then how in the world can they tailor coverage for you that makes sense for your family? There's just absolutely no way. So it's super, super important to do that at least once a year.
Well, I think a good accountant, a good attorney, a good insurance representative, representative, all of those tools are there available, and most people can utilize them at little to no cost. Sometimes there's no extra fees and all of those kinds of things for your... So I encourage you to get a hold of Bill. And certainly, what is your website and what is your phone number?
Right. So it's countryfinancial.com. And the phone number is 503-885-0789.
Excellent, excellent. And today's show is so exciting because I actually have two guests in the studio at the same time. And we are here as well with our friend Baron. He is with Kickin' Cancer. And I wanted these two gentlemen, to give you a little backstory, friends, I wanted them to meet one another because I think both of them are incredible individuals and serving community in a great way, but also because Bill and his family have a pretty compelling story of the last few years that they've been walking through. Bill and his daughter have been walking through battling cancer. Bill's daughter Trinity has, at the age of 13, found out that diagnosed with cancer. And Bill, you know, when you talk about helping people make a plan. Mm-hmm. And get prepared for unknown things. Certainly, you had no idea, you know, as
no
a parent.
One ever does.
And certainly helping others come alongside others and hear this hits you personally. Mm-hmm. And I wanted you to meet Baron, who, again, is an individual here in our community who had was impacted by cancer in his sister. Mm-hmm. And Baron, I think you're Mike. Let's see if we're up and rolling. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Baron, you had a situation in your family where you discovered your sister was battling cancer, and so you were compelled to start this organization. And we've got about a minute and a half. Let's do a quick intro, and then we'll get into it the next segment.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about Kickin' Cancer.
I think you mentioned my sister, and I think the quickest way to kind of recap that was how she found out.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband's a venture capitalist, and he had this gentleman that was trying to get money for a thermography machine.
Mm-hmm.
And for your listeners who don't know what it is, basically cancer has a higher heat signature than the rest of your cells. So you sit in this machine, it scans your body, and it detects hot cells.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in L.A. trying to get the funding. And he was demonstrating this machine, and my sister, she says, here, I'll sit in it, and I'll show you how easy it is.
Whoa.
And that's how she found she had cancer.
Wow.
Whew. Talk about not being prepared.
Prepared, yes. So we're going to get into talking about Kickin' Cancer in this next segment. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every single day. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem, Silverton, Turner, Kaiser, how you doing today? It's a wonderful day in the beautiful neighborhood of the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, and we're glad to have you along. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann hanging out with you on this wonderful Friday, along with Bill and Baron. Yay. And
it's
it's a good day. And we are having fun talking about how we're going to eliminate, right? We're going to just kick cancer just away. Our kids and grandkids down the road are going to go, what is it, right? That's the hope. And Baron, when we talk about, you were right as we were going into break telling us this incredible story about your sister and how she was helping with this machine, and oh my goodness, they found that she had a hot spot and it was cancer. And and from that, then it's been a little over, what, a year and a half now, 2 years?
Just over 2 years.
2 years. Just over 2 years. This organization, a grassroots, what I call grassroots organization, has just started in this area that now you're impacting and getting the word out all over the world. What is the update of how many shirts are, what's the shirt total and where are they? What's the latest country that?
Well, the shirt total's at 540.
Wow.
And this morning, before I came over, whenever I put a post, I always like to see what the first five likes mm-hmm. are from. The first one was from Amsterdam, Netherlands. The second one was one from Quezon City, Philippines. And the third one was from some town I can't pronounce, but it's in Pakistan.
Okay.
And so the first three people who saw that like on Facebook, or saw that comment and liked that on Facebook, were from foreign countries. Then there was one from Salem and one from Portland. But because they're on different time zones mm-hmm. than us, and so they're seeing these things later in the day, you know. But I'm like, yeah. 2 years ago, mm-hmm. this was just something fun to do with my sister. The Warrior Dash was something fun to do with my sister, and it's literally turned into a global movement.
Yes, and the beauty of it is that you're bringing awareness, and we're showing it's that spark, right? That's illuminating the need for communities to respond to your community people. When you talk about Bill, your daughter, and how this impacted. She's 13 and you find out she has what kind of cancer?
Rhabdomyosarcoma.
Okay.
It's a mouthful.
It's
essentially a muscle-based cancer. It's a sarcoma.
But what's interesting is I have a book that I brought with me,
mm-hmm.
and there's a report in here from the National Institute of Health.
Right.
And when he mentioned that, I think there's something in here. So it says right from their report, children ages 0 to 14,
mm-hmm.
so right there in the ballpark, the most common types of cancers are leukemia and brain, so blood and brain, that's the most common. But next, it attacks the nervous system, soft tissue sarcomas, half of which are rhabdomyosarcoma. Right from their report,
yeah. Wow.
What his daughter had is they say that half of the kids that don't get those two main ones, mm-hmm. blood and brain,
we'll get
wind
these
up
others.
With that one. Yeah. Yeah. And then it also says in the report that the genetic mutations, we were talking mm-hmm. about that beforehand, the genetic mutations make this really hard to research, to detect, to treat. And they mentioned here a gene called the RB1 gene that you get from your parents, but you were saying there's... So some cancers, we can do our best to control.
Mm-hmm.
And some cancers are genetic mutations that you just don't know what.
Yeah.
But the report goes on to talk about a lot of stuff that happened during World War II and since,
mm-hmm.
with the number of radiations that we have put into our own environment
mm-hmm.
between Chernobyl and the atomic bomb. We have thrown these radiations into our environment, and they are causing genetic mutations,
mm-hmm. it
especially in the Asian cultures.
It's very interesting to look at the background of that and hear the statistics and the numbers and the science behind it, but my heart is like the humanity side of things. And what I love about Kicking Cancer, and particularly in a family like you guys just met today, right?
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that journey and how isolated you were and what kind of resources. I mean, can you see where there's a value of a Kicking Cancer organization coming alongside local families?
Well, there's no question. And we did have really good support too. It was a very scary time. I remember, like it was yesterday, I see my young daughter sitting in this bed getting ready to start her first treatment. And she looks completely normal. She looks just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see that someone has cancer, obviously. But your mind gets twisted a little bit because you think, well, this person doesn't look unhealthy at all,
mm-hmm.
right? And they come in with this medication and these bags that have all these symbols on them, biohazard and all this other stuff, and you're going to put that in my daughter's body? Are you kidding me?
Right.
There's just no way. And so you have to get comfortable with the unknown. You kind of have to get comfortable with taking each day one day at a time. No question that organizations like Kicking Cancer, there are several others out there as well, depending on where you live in the
mm-hmm.
country, are a phenomenal resource for people who are going through this.
Yes, and Baron, when you talk about the numbers and we talk about the statistics, and you and I last time you were in the studio, we talked a lot about how, you know, we're talking about COVID-19 and flattening the curve and what and all this awareness, and yet we have increasing numbers of cancer in our own Pacific Northwest, in our own backyard right here, that we really don't hear a lot about. And a lot of times it's after the cancer is evident, right? And what we can do, there are some things we can do, each and every person can do, to prevent the likelihood of cancer in our lives. And what I love about what you guys are doing is you hold seminars and education too. You come alongside others who are in the battle, but also you do some preventive stuff in the community. Tell me a little bit about what kinds of things you've done in the community to build awareness for individuals to say, hey, I don't even want to have to deal with cancer. I want to eat better, live better, be more aware. Talk to me a little bit about that.
One of the fun ones that we just recently did, because we've always done these seminars in person, mm-hmm. and we found a number of places that will either donate or greatly reduce the cost of facility, but then people have to get together, mm-hmm. right? And that was virtually impossible about the middle of March. Well, we already had March planned and we had April planned. It was in the works. And so in March, we did it through a Zoom conference. Mm-hmm. But I wanted April to be a little different. Mm-hmm. And I had met this lady who had a surgery degree in dietetics.
Okay.
And so the plan was to do a cooking show.
Okay.
We were actually going to show you how to cook. Well, from Woodland, Washington, her daughter is holding her phone and we're doing a Facebook Live as she's walking around her kitchen.
Oh, wow.
Teaching you how to make Thai soup.
Wow.
And just some interesting information that I learned in there that we could talk about when the break's done. But
okay.
We said, you know what? We can't gather,
right.
But we can't stop the message either.
That's right. So we're implementing new techniques
Facebook
to get the information out.
Facebook Live got that out to Sweden and Morocco, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about that when we get back from this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, Kicking Cancer with Maren and Bill. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's a wonderful Friday. What do you have planned this weekend? I want to encourage you, if you don't have any plans tomorrow, why not come to the capital city of Salem? Come on over. We're going to have a rally at noon tomorrow at the Capitol, encouraging our elected leaders and our governor to reopen Oregon and get back to business. We're working so hard and been so diligent to stay in, flattening the curve, and now it's time to pay attention and restart our economy. Many lives are affected, and it is okay. There's going to be a nonpartisan rally starting at noon at the Capitol. I think some folks are coming in about 10, and there's different ways they're coming in from each direction, in fact, carpooling in or caravanning more so. Probably not a lot of people in cars. They're still respecting the social distance and some of those things going on, but I really encourage you, if you have some time tomorrow, why don't you join in on this effort? I'm planning on being there. It'll be a fun time to gather together with fellow Oregonians and building awareness. And really, that's what we like to do. And what I like to do is build awareness. And we're doing that this morning, talking about kicking cancer. You know, with the COVID-19, we're also incredibly aware of what's going on. And if you don't know someone that's dealt with the actual virus and recovered or even passed away from it, if you don't know them, you may know someone who knows someone. And all of that fear and all that concern has really disrupted all of our lives in a way that's made us think in many areas of our lives how to do life, right? And so, you know, if we have that kind of awareness and that ability to impact cancer and diminish the number of cancers, man, I know I'd get on that bandwagon in a heartbeat. And I am so thankful for people like Maren and families that have, my heart is there for families like Bill. And I think, Bill, you had shared with me right early, we've been friends for a long time. We've known each other.
We go back a ways.
Youth group in high school and stumbled upon a picture of us going to prom and things that. And it was real fun.
Oh, you're going to use
that,
aren't you?
Yeah. I haven't posted it yet, but I probably should at some point.
Lordy.
No, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, for you to share with what was going on, we certainly through prayer and support. But, Maren, having you and knowing you, you were one of the first folks in a group of people that I met. I went to a seminar and that you were hosting about prevention. And because this is something that has been on my heart for a long time, I lost a niece to cancer, childhood cancer. And the interesting thing is that I had a sister I didn't know I had. And she had had her first child and lost her, and I didn't even know them. But I still feel the loss that I have a niece that I lost to cancer.
And a really good friend recently, too.
Yes, and my classmate's wife was diagnosed in, I think, like in January, February, and had her right after her first treatment, within a week or so, passed away. And during this COVID-19, very difficult because you can't have funerals and do the grieving and all of those things. A lot of patients who are getting treatment right now can't bring support people in with them. They're, I mean, we're all affected by COVID-19. So it gives me a sense of how can we build awareness for other things people are contending with, especially cancer. Talking about the numbers and talking about here in our area, how many people will find out this year? I mean, you've looked at the numbers from the past. You've shared with us. Give us an indication here of what we're looking at just by trends and statistics, barren of numbers of people affected by cancer in our own area.
So to put an interesting number in perspective, I saw this on the news this morning. 2,510 people in Oregon have been confirmed with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
2,510 confirmed. 103 have now passed from COVID in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
The American Cancer Society predicts that this year alone, 23,330 people will get cancer.
Mm.
That is roughly the size of Roseburg.
Right.
And 8,280 people this year alone will die from cancer in Oregon. That's about the size of Staten.
Incredible.
So we talk about COVID. One of the things that we're advocating for is proactive prevention.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh my gosh, you know, changing your diet and getting some exercise, that is so hard. Really? Because I work at Costco and I have to wear a mask to work every day now. Mm-hmm. And starting Monday, you do too.
Mm-hmm.
You will change your life if the government tells you you have to.
Right.
But we're just saying, take your responsibility in your own hands.
Yes.
You know, we have a little 13-word phrase that kind of summarizes our organization. We are significantly reducing cancer by empowering people to take control of their own body.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if it's your responsibility, you won't do it. But if the government tells you you have to wear a mask, you will do it. If they tell you you can't go out to your favorite restaurant anymore, okay.
And the truth of this is, until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, no one, behaviorally, my background is sociology and human services, that's the reality that we're facing.
No question.
And we have to look at what we can do. And I think, again, it's easy in our society to blame other things or become a victim. No, we can be victorious. We can take control today. And I love Kicking Cancer's prevention. Say that again, what your goal is about prevention. And
so our definite purpose an organization is to significantly reduce cancer by empowering individuals to take control of their own body.
I love it. I love it. And so you have a very effective website that keeps everybody informed on what's going on, and you have a Facebook page. How do people find you?
So if they go to kicking-cancer.org, that's our website.
Mm-hmm.
It does change on a regular basis. It's very interactive. If you go to the spot that says stories, those are actually all blogs of local people. If you know one of them, add your comments in there. It's a very interactive blog spot. Our company, our organization's Facebook page is called We Are the Solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then my personal one is called KC Guy, okay. Kicking Cancer Guy.
And how are you funded? How is Kicking Cancer and We Are the Solution, how are you funded?
We are a self-funded organization.
A nonprofit organization?
Last year when we filed for our 501c3, there was the longest governmental shutdown in the history of the United States.
Right.
So that became a stumbling block.
Mm-hmm.
Something came back as a red flag, so we had to refile.
Mm-hmm.
And now COVID is causing another delay. So we are not technically a 501c3. We're waiting for that official letter to come back. But, you know, I can tell you that we're a pending. We're a 501c3 right. organization.
And the beauty of my background working with nonprofit organizations and helping them get started is when you've submitted that file, you know, they'll retro anybody that that donates to you or helps support you, they'll retro that knowing that you've submitted and all of those
things. So I can tell people that we've been a nonprofit since November of 2018.
Fantastic. And so what that means for listeners, people wanting to get involved, people who want to donate, they can get involved and go and donate. And if you're looking for a tax, you know, some kind of receipt or you know, some kind of confirmation that you're giving to charity or whatever, that's available. But most people just want to line up and help.
And I'll tell you a really easy way people get involved right now. Mm-hmm. There is a member of our board of directors, Mitch Graff, who was the president of the Volcanoes.
Yes.
He owns like seven other companies. Mm-hmm. One of them is called Mountain Creek Coffee.
Wow.
It's out of Aurora. So if you go to mtncreekcoffee.com, across the top it says Our Nonprofits. So his company has decided to donate money back to three nonprofits, the Woodburn Food Bank, the United Way of Mid-Willamette Valley, and Kickin' Cancer.
How exciting is that?
So, roasted coffee. They don't roast it until you order it. When you order, put in the code KICK, KICK, that'll give you a 25% discount on the coffee, and $2 goes back to us.
Fantastic.
So you're not technically making a donation to Kicking Cancer, you're buying coffee at a discount, and then they will donate the money back to us.
I love the innovative ways that companies come alongside businesses or nonprofit organizations to partner business and nonprofit for a cause. I think that's wonderful. And again, what's the name of the coffee company?
It's MTN. So it's Mountain Creek Coffee, but you have to abbreviate Mountain. So MTN Creek Coffee. As of today, you can go to kickingcancer.org and there'll be a link on our website to that website.
Okay.
And then when you get there, they've got a whole bunch of choices. Pick your coffee, place your order. We've already had an order from Gilbert, Arizona, and an order from Watertown, New York, to get coffee shipped anywhere in the United States.
That's awesome. That's a wonderful idea. And we'll get this out on our Facebook feed, and we'll let people know how they can bring some support and help and encouragement. And everybody, I'm sipping on coffee this morning. You know, everybody likes a good shot of coffee in the morning.
You mentioned our education.
Yes.
And before we lose the time on this one, I want to make sure everybody knows that tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, if you go to our Facebook, We Are the Solutions Facebook, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have another one of our Facebook live feeds.
Okay.
Our guest speaker tomorrow is my sister.
Oh, nice. That's fantastic.
So this will be coming to you from Yuma, Arizona.
Okay.
And the title of hers is called Choose Your Heart.
Oh.
And, you know, she had to make some dramatic life changes because her cancer wasn't receptive to typical chemo Western medicine. So she had to start exercising more. She had to start dieting differently. And one of her friends looked at her and says, you know, what you're doing is hard. I mean, you have to exercise every day and you got to eat differently. Well, her friend had just had part of her spleen cut out.
Ooh.
And she says, so what you're telling me is cutting your spleen out's not hard. Mm. And what I'm doing is hard. Mm-hmm. She says, I have two grandkids in Utah. Mm. If I don't change my lifestyle, I won't get to see them.
Right.
Mm. So choose your heart.
Yeah, that's good. And that's 10 in the morning on the Facebook page, Live.
You can tune in. And if you miss it, then Casey Guy will reshare it. So if you're not live, but it'll be a live seminar through Facebook Live on We Are the Solution.
That's awesome. And beyond this going on to Saturday morning, what else do you have planned? Do you have any other events,
Zoom events? On the 12th, there's a guy here in town named Mike Studer. Some people might know him. He owns Northwest Therapy. There's three of those in town.
Mm-hmm.
He has a number of credentials, and he's going to do one on inflammation and exercise.
Excellent. That's coming up on May 12th.
May 12th.
Okay. Yep. Well, we've got some training and educating to do, and we'll put those links up on our Facebook page and link up and get you informed. We're talking with Bill Sutherland with Country Financial and Barron with Kicking Cancer together on this Friday, finding solutions to things we're facing in our day-to-day lives. We'll be back right after this. Good morning, Salem. Hi, I'm Stacey Annie, listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this wonderful Friday. I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook, KSLM News Talk Radio. And our weather today, it's going to be cloudy. Temperature about 62, cloudy, showers likely tomorrow. So the next couple of days, it'll be typical Oregon weather. Right now, it's 40 degrees right here at the KSLM News Talks Radio Studio. And in the studio with me today, we've been talking all morning long about kicking cancer and having a smart plan with our finances and tying together my friend Bill Sutherland and Country Financial and his story of contending with cancer with his daughter, Trinity, and then bringing Baron in and introducing these two because part of it, I'm a bridge builder, guys. I like to connect people together for a greater cause and to be really effective. And when you were sharing with me, Bill, Country Financial is very community-based, very very focused, and you look for ways to tie into a community for a greater cause. It's not just about, and I love this saying, and many years I've been involved with my own personal business in Mary Kay, and Mary Kay Ash always said, you know, look at people, make me feel special. With a sign around their face. Don't look at the dollar signs. What can you do? If you help enough people get what they want, they're going to help you get you want. And so I really am a bridge builder. I love to put people together. And Baron, when I met you and I knew you had this incredible organization and your community focus, I I got to get these two guys together. Not only your compelling story with Trinity and their social distancing fist bumping in the studio here. And we all are apart, by the way, if you're wondering how, even though there's three of us, we all have our spacing going on, and we're all being respectful of that. And Baron, your organization has had tremendous momentum in a short amount of time. I've worked with nonprofits. That first 2 years is very difficult for nonprofits, getting off the ground, getting funding, building an awareness. And you truly are in your calling, in your passion, where you know that you've been called by God to do this. And I know faith is an element of this. And I know faith is important to you, Bill, as well. And we all know where we draw our strength from. We're common in that way. And when we talk about community outreach, Baron, and how you've been encouraged through this, talk to me a little bit. Tell me how you've been encouraged, because it's not always easy when you get a call to do something and you're like, no one knows what it is, and you're trying to tell people. It can be discouraging at times when you have all that weight of you just want to do more and do more and do more. How do you stay encouraged?
Every story I hear encourages me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I met Bill the first time today and a few minutes listened to his daughter's story, and I was asked the exact same question by Brent DeHart months ago when I was on KYKN and their show. Well, Brent DeHart's son, as he says, kicked cancer in the ass twice. Yeah, he says, I'm not as polite as Baron. But his son got blood cancer at 3, and then it came back at 12.
Whoa.
And he's 26 now. And I said, you know, I don't have cancer. My sister does, and she's battling with it. But I hear these stories, and that keeps me encouraged. And I had read something, I can't tell you the exact chapter and verse, but I'm sure that Paul said it, that basically when you take your eyes off yourself and you put them on somebody else, then greater things are going to happen. And I realized that there are so many stories in this community that never get told. No one ever knows. And people make donations all the time to great organizations. And I'm not making light of any organization. Susan G. Komen, they all have great causes and they do great things. But someone needs to step up and tell Trinity's story, you know? And so every month has a cancer. This is May 1st, so it's a good day to announce. I'm wearing yellow today because one of the cancers in May is bladder cancer. Rarely talked about cancer. But there's a lot of research that the spray they use to put out fires, that suppressant they use, causes several cancers, and one of them is bladder. And so during the month of May, we are honoring all firefighters.
Good.
Not one person, but firefighters, because they put their life at risk to go into the fire, but then the stuff they use to put out the fire causes cancer.
Wow.
And a number of them, but bladder is one of them, and that's this month. So yellow is the color we're encouraging. I'm working alongside Jeff Cowan and Kaiser Fire Department to try to bring awareness to firefighters and what they do that could cause cancer, right? But I did want to announce that June doesn't have a specific cancer.
Okay.
June is Survivor Month.
Oh, good.
And there's a lot of great survivor stories, but I gave Bill one of our purple shirts, lavender. Lavender is the color for prevention.
Okay.
That's a beauty.
And he has one of our shirts. And we would like to honor his daughter during June for Survivor Month.
No way. Dude, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's so really cool. Well, that's
as June rolls around, we'll tell more and more of Trinity's story.
Oh, wow. And, I think she'd love that.
Yeah. So, you know,
survivors. Well, thank you, my friend. That's
very
nice of you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Survivors, some of them don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And I've met several that's like, that's part of my past. Cancer sucks.
Don't want to think about it anymore.
But some of them, if something they've gone through can help somebody, give someone else hope, then if we can use that story. And so,
for sure,
you know, what your daughter's gone through is a very, very rare cancer. There probably isn't really time to go into all the details, but it's an incredibly rare cancer what his daughter has. And so June, we're going to honor Trinity during June.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What an awesome opportunity.
What an honor. And this shirt's a beauty.
Yes. And tell me a little bit about where Trinity is at in her her walk with this.
Well, she's been, her final treatment was in December of 2017, so she's officially almost 3 years NED, which is no evidence of disease. So we just take one day at a time. We have the scan anxiety. We have scans coming up here in a couple months. In fact, I think we have a couple scans coming up in June, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
So we have, it's a every 6 months, she goes in to have a whole battery of tests and scans done. So, but I love what you said earlier about taking charge. I love what you said about taking charge and about doing, whether it's finances or whether it's your health and well-being, mental health, physical health, fighting cancer. Don't be a victim. Take charge. Take steps. You have some control. You don't always have a lot of control, but do what you can. And don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
I love what you said about that earlier, so I want to appreciate that.
My sister has a phrase that she has said to me several times. Her five-year mark will be this November. And for those that understand cancer, 5 years like a magic mark. If you can make, and so her five-year mark is this November. And she had to take charge. It wasn't really an option because Western medicine wasn't going to work. And so what she tells me now, she's 52. She says, I'm not afraid to die anymore. I just don't want it to be my fault.
Right. Oh, exactly. That's good.
If I step into Lancaster and a bus hits me and I die, that's not my fault, you know? But if I don't take the steps, if I don't be proactive, you know, whether it's your finances or, you know, if I don't do something to take control and I die, it's not my fault, but I certainly could have done something about it.
Right.
Sure. So she says, I'm not afraid to die.
So
I just told me my fault.
Being engaged, being equipped, being having that education element is so extremely important, and that's what we're here. That's what it's all about right here. People think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. No, this is what it's all about. Taking personal responsibility and doing what we can, doing our part. And thank you, Baron, for what you're doing.
And that's why my sister and I started this organization.
I'm so, so excited. Tell me again your website where people can get connected.
So to kicking-cancer.org.
Okay, and if people want to take charge with their finances and have a great consultation with you, Bill, where do they go?
Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, 503-885-0789.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today. We've had a fun morning.
Thank
Let's
you,
do this awesome. Again, yeah, maybe in June with Trinity or something.
Oh, I think
Wouldn't
she'd
that
love
be
that.
Fun?
It would be good.
That'd be
good.
Awesome. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Remember, my friends, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a blessed weekend, and Lord willing, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great day.